Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by GEICO, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
For the first time since week six, the Jaguars are winners today. Final score 38-17 over the division rival Tennessee Titans. Welcome into Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. We'll get to Doug Marrone just outside of the locker room. The first word with the interim head coach, Jeff Lagerman, is standing by. Plenty to get to today. The Jaguars get it done. Solid offense throughout. Defense made plays when they needed to. They returned the favor from week eight on Thursday Night Football. Fred, Merry Christmas to you.
It is indeed a Merry Christmas. Man, Coach Marrone, he said adversity. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And those guys, they went out there and picked it up. They played like nobody's feeling sorry for them. A lot of great plays, a lot of energy, a lot of good everything. Man, it must be the spirit.
Maybe it is.
What is it?
It's a holiday season, I guess.
It's something.
When you change coaches, it can go one of two ways sometimes, especially this late in the season, right? You can pack it in, got nothing to play for,
right.
Or you can kind of rally around the fact that, hey, it was our poor play that probably led to the coach getting fired. So they obviously responded in a positive fashion today.
Yeah, I think Blake, he made those comments that he felt that the players didn't play well enough, which was the reason, you know, Gus was fired. And the guys rallied, man. Blake went out there. He had his best. That was his best performance
best
as a
game
pro.
As a pro, right.
As a pro. And it's the first game that he won plus 300 yards.
No
passing.
Doubt.
So, I mean, it was an amazing day. It was great to watch that.
And it's from the beginning of the game. Best rating in a quarter in his career.
Mm-hmm.
In the first quarter of the game.
Yeah, very
can't
great
start. Better than that.
The start was amazing. Went down, scored. The defense went up, stopped him. This is a great game. That's what football should be.
Should be a lot of game balls going out today, right? Chris Ivory's got to get one, though. The guy ran really hard. I thought he set the tone until the hamstring flared up, catching the ball out of the backfield. And he had even more of a workload than he probably anticipated with T.J. Yeldon going down so early.
Right. No, I agree. He ran hard. I mean, you got to set the tone, and that's what he did. The offensive line, that group, man, you got to give those guys credit. I think they came out to play. You know, that left guard position. My grandmother probably played left guard this year. So many guys in and out. I mean, those guys, they're still fighting. They just kept fighting, and they did well today.
Pass rush got home today, too, when they needed to. Dante Fowler with a nice sack on Mariota. Actually knocked Mariota out of the game. Sheldon Day's sack did a little earlier. So a handful of sacks today and a group that had struggled to find some consistency this year.
Right. For me, it was rookie day. I mean, Fowler, even though he's not a rookie, but missing last year, the sack, Ngakoue, sack, Day, sack, Ramsey, pick six. The investment paying dividends.
We talked about Ramsey's game last week. I'm anxious to see his official statistics today because what a day he had today. It might have been even better, more impactful than last week, certainly with a pick six.
This is true. Upstairs, I've been thinking for the last 30 minutes, who is going to be the player of the game? This is a tough one by far. The toughest one by
it's
far.
Not and in a good way, right?
In a great way.
There have been a few games where we've had no good candidates, and this one would probably have too many good candidates.
Right. And Ramsey, man, I mean, that investment, that kid is special. He is special. He's all over the field.
Let's go outside the Jags locker room. Jeff Lagerman has the first word with interim head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff.
All right. Thank you, DJP. Doug, it's been a long time since the fans in Jacksonville have been able to celebrate a regular season victory, 376 days, and it had to feel good for that and also other reasons as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm happy for, obviously, the players. You know, obviously, it was a tough situation. You know, and there's a sense of, you know, Coach Bradley, what he's instilled in his team, and then being able to, you know, put it all together. I think, you know, for the fans, I was happy for them. They've endured us not playing well, and I've been a part of that. I was happy to see that they were able to, you know, cheer and be happy and feel good, you know, about their team, as well as, you know, the organization, especially during the holidays. You know, we'll be able to enjoy this, and it's about what this team can do, you know, when they put everything together, and, you know, they have to learn from it. There are things in that game that we can learn from, and we got to continue to get better, and we still have one more left, and we're looking to finish strong.
offensively, the performance of Blake Bortles might be his best game yet. Came out efficient, protected the football, even in a situation where he didn't have both running backs available throughout the course of the game.
It was tough. I think it started off early in the week. You know, we talked about it. We had some injuries at tight end. You know, we really had only the two tight ends up. We knew going in we were going to have to play this game at 11 early in the week, and we pretty much played the game at 11. Then all of a sudden, you know, we had some injuries at the running back, and I think people really stepped up. And I think, you know, Blake didn't miss a beat. He didn't worry about who was in, who was not in. I thought the receivers did a nice job. We felt that, you know, we had a pretty good matchup in that standpoint, you know, being able to get behind them, make plays. We, you know, I know some of those screens, but that was a big part of it. We had the big one. We thought that we can expose the linebackers and get the deep coverage back there and hit the screen and really turn those short passes into long runs. You know, we missed on a couple. They did a nice job, but you know Blake played a very good game, and you know, like I said before, it's, you know, shows you what he has the capability of doing, and we just really, in my opinion, has just, you know, touched on that foundation.
Defensively, in the second half, an opportunity. The turnover happens, the fumble by Chris Ivory. The defense responds, holds them to a field goal. Titans score again later, and all of a sudden they have a pick six, dictating the tempo of the game.
Absolutely. I think there's a couple of things that were important going into the game. You know, we talked to our defense about, you know, this average per rush that Tennessee has had. If they were over 4.5 per rush, I mean, their odds of winning the football game were in the 90s. So, you know, that was a big challenge for our defense, especially with the two backs that they have and a physical offensive line. You know, so for us at the end of the day, we also saw you can hold them under 4.0 yards per carry. You know, they haven't won a game all year. So I think, you know, let's start up front first. They did a great job early on. They got to our edge a little bit. We missed our edges. So we made some adjustments at halftime. We were able to correct that. We knew they were going to try to go over the top on us. They threw some, you know, there's some long foul balls in there. But we were trying to force them to go on the outside, which they did. I think they completed some of those footballs, but we had people in possession. I think they made some good plays. So from that standpoint, it was good. Coming out there on a quick turnaround, the mindset of the players was outstanding. That was probably one of the big points of the game, the defense coming out there, holding them in that position. And then I'll tell you another play that will get overlooked in the game is our punter early on in the game was able to flip the field. And that was a big thing with field position, you know, on this Tennessee team.
Well, congratulations and Merry Christmas, and enjoy it.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Jeff.
Doug Marrone, after the Jaguars win it 38-17, will come back. Jeff Lagerman is inside the Jags locker room. That's a happy place today. A Christmas Eve win snaps a 9-game losing streak. Final score 38-17, the Jags over the Titans. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Get the latest transportation news and information with the award-winning Making Moves. Watch the first Tuesday at 12:30 on Channel 4 and every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. Jaguars postgame continues 38-17, the Jaguars over the Titans. Into the locker room, Jeff Lagerman has the man of the hour, Blake Bortles.
All right, thank you, JP. Blake, 376 days to be exact since you guys were able to get a victory in Everbank. It has to feel good, even though the circumstances this week didn't allow much to feel good.
Yeah, oh, it definitely does. You know, to have a group of guys that have gone through everything they've gone through this year, especially this past week, and then to be able to come out and win going away at home in front of our fans for our last home game is special, definitely.
You started out the game very efficient, protected the ball. You and Allen Robinson got chemistry going again. What seemed to be the difference for you guys today?
Yeah, you know, I think it was kind of – it was the 2 or 3 inches we were off all year. It kind of seemed like we were connecting on today. You know, he made some unbelievable plays and did a really good job. We were good up front, had good protection, and it was clicking today. And I think it just kind of showed everybody what we could have been doing all year and what we're going to be doing from here on out.
And then late in the game, defensively, you guys turn the ball over. Chris Ivory fumbles that one. Defense responds, holds him to a field goal. Jalen Ramsey pick six. Guys are getting into the game to try to rush the passer. That's a good situation to be in.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. You know, to fumble like that down in our own territory and then have the defense hold them to a field goal is huge. And to see those guys flying around, I think it just speaks to the character of this team, how resilient this team is. Being 2-12 and playing the kind of inspired football we played today was special.
this week. The circumstances, obviously, Gus being released, Doug Marone's taken over as the interim head coach. Talk about the job that Doug Marone was able to do this week.
He did an unbelievable job. You know, it was a tough situation for everybody, especially him stepping into that play, that situation. And you know, he made it known from day one what his objectives are, what he wanted to do, and what our plan was for this week. And guys bought into it, came out and executed.
So the touchdown reception. A little trickery. Hadn't seen much of that, and all of a sudden you got a touchdown catch on your resume.
So we've had that play in for about 8 weeks now, and in that game we actually called it. I think that was the fifth time we called it, and we finally got the corners overlooked that we needed, and I kind of got excited. Keith's first throw in a game, my first catch in a game, and it ended in a touchdown. So it was huge, kind of just a little icing on the cake.
What was better, the throw by Marquise or the catch by you?
It was definitely the throw. I had nothing to do. He threw it perfectly, better than a lot of balls I've thrown him. So it was easy on my part.
All right, congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Blake Bortles, the man of the hour. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, Jaguars postgame. His 11th 300-yard passing game, the first time he's had a win when passing for 300 yards. 325, his fifth best rating day of his career at 103.5. You can go all day about the numbers, but I think it's by far the best he's looked, maybe in his whole career here, guys.
Yeah, look, yeah. It wasn't, Fred, a case where he just hit a couple of long passes either, right? He was consistently finding Allen Robinson open. He had just a variety of guys he doesn't typically work with in there, a revolving door running back. Yeah, I thought Blake, I agree with JP, this is probably his best performance. I think you said that as well. Best performance all around, regardless of what the numbers were, right. But completion percentage was there. No interceptions, that was big, and just, I mean, really, you never felt like he was not in command of this game, which has been rare for him.
No, he showed his true leadership. He's been a guy to take ownership in everything, good and bad, whatever it is. And he even made a joke there saying he felt that Marquise throwed a better ball than he's throwing Marquise.
Marquise
sometimes
is a natural thrower of the football. So
but, you know, Blake, he's been a fighter, and he's going to be a fighter. It's just in his DNA. So definitely hats off to him.
Blake Bortles just a moment ago in the locker room. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. Jeff Loggeman's still scrounging around the locker room. Jaguars win it 38-17. This is Jaguars Post. X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Awesome final today. 38-17, Jags over the Titans. Into the locker room again. Jeff Loggeman has Yannick Ngakoue.
All right, thank you, JP. Yannick Ngakoue here with me. And Yannick, today you were able to get a sack, tying the franchise rookie record with Tony Bracken, 7 sacks on a rookie season, with an opportunity next week to break that. How's that feel?
It's just a blessing. You know, I just got to give credit to the whole defense. Everybody was playing hard and full speed, which freed me up to make the play.
This week, certainly very different. I'm sure you've never been through a midseason coaching change. A lot of factors went into this ball game as far as how different it was. And for you guys defensively to make the plays at the end to help seal this victory had to feel good.
It definitely had to feel good. You just want to – this is how you want to play football each and every Sunday. And definitely we want to bring this same energy next Sunday heading to Indianapolis.
Jalen Ramsey, first career pick six last week. Watching him was unbelievable. This week it got even better.
The beast. Jalen is great. We push each other each and every day in practice, and he always gives me that look, just like, just to tell me keep going, keep going. I always look at him and just tell him to just keep going and keep fighting. So, I definitely just tip my hat to him. He's a great player.
Todd Walsh, the defensive coordinator. There's a lot of unknowns with everybody in the future. Your thoughts on Todd Walsh as a defensive coordinator?
Nothing but a very great coach. I have so much love and respect for him because he just believed in me when I was coming out for the draft, and he handpicked me. So I'm just very thankful. And I'm pretty sure whatever happens in the future with Coach Walsh, he's going to be successful.
Congratulations and Merry Christmas.
Appreciate that. Merry Christmas.
Yannick Ngakoue, what a day for the Jaguars all around, especially on the defensive side of the football. Yannick Ngakoue, news coming out of the postgame regarding Marcus Mariota, a fractured fibula, and he is done for the Tennessee Titans. So Matt Cassel the rest of the way, however long that is for the Tennessee Titans. With a win today over the Bengals, the Texans would be the AFC South champions today, and they're playing, they're about to kick it off. I think they've just kicked it off. It's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game from Fred Taylor, brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Number one, Blake Bortles. Where has this been all year?
JP, come on. Great question. I don't know. Can I leave it at that?
Yes.
You know, it doesn't matter. He got it done today. That's all that matters.
All right, Fred, question number two. How much impact, what you can tell, was from this coaching change, whether it's just, you know, playing harder because you realize you're on the spot?
Now, I think the guys really bought in. Coach Marone, I hear from what I'm hearing, he made a few changes, you know, in the culture, in the locker room. Maybe the guys understand that this is a guy who has a different outlook on how things should be done around here. Let's refocus, regroup, refocus. They went out there and they laid it all out. They did what they need to do to get the win today.
And finally, Fred, defensively, Jalen Ramsey kind of led the way today. We've mentioned the pass rush. To you, what was the best part of the defensive effort today?
I mean, the fact that he never quit. You would think a few plays you thought he was beat, and then you see him defending the pass, in the pass breakup. And he was all over the place. And that hustle and that passion, the injury and hard play that he plays with every week, it paid off with the pick six.
There you have it, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions of the game and answers from Fred Taylor. Yeah, I think you're right, Fred. Doesn't matter about the previous games where it hasn't been there. Today, when Blake had to go out there and do it, he performed at a very high level today. And, yeah, maybe the result in the grand scheme of things is not a huge deal because it's 3-12 or whatever the record is. But all that's behind him now. Go out and play, and he did that today.
Yeah, and Coach Marone alluded to it. He said it's about what the team can do. You know, it's all about your potential and tapping into it, giving yourself an opportunity to be successful. And these guys, they put themselves in position to win the game and end it in a win. And that's all that matters. We understand where the season's been, what happened throughout the course of the season. Those guys, they're not thinking about that one bit, you know. But I can tell you, they're thinking about celebrating this win, enjoying Christmas, looking forward to the last one, and beating Indy next week. That's what they're thinking about.
You know, as far as today's performance, I agree, nothing that came before really mattered, but it's still part of the resume of Blake Bortles. And he cannot go out there next week and have the kind of game he's been having the rest of the season. He needs to finish on a high note with two consecutive, Fred, because there's still question marks. There are going to be question marks no matter how he plays in Week 17. But if he can put another one of these type games out there, I think everybody in the organization is going to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief that, hey, it doesn't mean we won't push him, we won't bring in competition, but maybe we can feel that this guy can be the guy that we've envisioned him to be all along.
Yeah, and players respond to certain staff and personnel and coaching in a certain manner. And, you know, who knows? He went out there. He was playing like he didn't have pressure on his, you know, shoulders. A few games, he forced a lot of things. I didn't see him force a single ball today. He made some great throws, a lot of clutch throws. Maybe, you know, going forward, this is the Blake we're getting the opportunity to see. Who knows? I'm looking forward to next week. I want to see if he can follow it
Absolutely.
Up.
Yeah, see if he can do it on the road next week against the Indianapolis Colts. We'll come back with a Bud Light play of the game, the highlights, a final Everbank stats check still to come. Final score 38-17, the Jags over the Titans. Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard's Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. And the Jaguars were exceptional today. 38-17, the win over the Tennessee Titans in Week 16. The Jags improved to 3-12 and snap a 9-game losing skid and might have knocked the Titans out of their playoff hopes. If the Texans win today, the Texans would be the AFC South champions this afternoon. Here are the highlights from today's game. We'll pick the Bud Light play of the game as well. The Jaguars got going quick. Opening drive, 8 plays, 75 yards, capped off with a Bortles to Marquise Lee touchdown.
Play fake this time. Blake throws toward the end zone. Wants Marquise Lee. Leaping attempt by Marquise Lee near the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Jacksonville! Bortles to Marquise Lee on the first drive of the game.
7-0 Jaguars at that point. Couple of punts for Tennessee. Jags added a field goal. Made it 10-0 on the first two drives of the game. Then the Titans got a little help on a drive. Sheldon Day called for roughing the passer on a play in which the Jaguars got off the field on third down, a long pass into the end zone, knocked away by Ramsey. Drive continued, 10 plays, 65 yards. Mariota to Matthews for the score.
Empty backfield for the Titans. Everybody else on the right side. Shotgun for Mariota. He drops. Looks to the right side. Now he rolls to the right, still looking into the end zone. Now fires into the end zone. That's going to be caught for a touchdown. He scrambled to his right, then got it into the end zone. I believe it's Matthews, 18 for the touchdown for Tennessee.
10-7 the score, as would be the case in both of the Tennessee touchdowns today. The Jags would answer on the ensuing drive. This was a 12-play, 75-yard drive, over 7 minutes of possession, and Chris Ivory from a yard out.
Alo-Alo, the blocking back. Ivory, the tailback. Bortle gives it to Chris Ivory, running to the right side. Chris is into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Jacksonville! He scores from a yard away, and the Jags have extended the lead again.
Missed the extra point, though. 16-7 the score. Myers hit a 48-yard field goal before halftime on a drive that included a nice 37-yard pitch and catch to Allen Robinson. He'll make a few guys miss and get some yardage. 19-7 was the halftime score. The Jags' opening drive, first play fumbled away by Chris Ivory. The Jags defense holds the Titans to a field goal. 42-yarder from Suckup made it 19-10. Jags answer. Myers a 56-yarder, 22-10. Myers adds a 50-yarder, 25-10 the score. A couple of drives later, Tennessee not done yet. After Mariota had left the game, the next drive, Castle is in at quarterback. He finds the trusty veteran Walker.
This is a 3rd-and-8 from the 14 of Jacksonville. Castle takes the snap and drops the throw. Looks, fires toward the end zone. That ball is caught for the touchdown by Delanie Walker.
Delanie Walker with the score made it an 8-point game. 25-17, the Jags answer again. 6 plays, 75 yards. They cap it off, well, the 5th time they've had this play called this year. The first time they could actually execute it and get it done. Marquise Lee throwing to Blake Bortles, the Bud Light play of the game.
2nd and 4 now from the 20-yard line. Shotgun for Bortles. They run a reverse, and Marquise Lee's going to throw it back to Blake. Blake is open to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. There's a gadget for you. Marquise Lee took the toss from Bortles, and then he threw a pass back to his quarterback for the touchdown.
Missed the extra point, 31-17. That is the Bud Light play of the game, brought to you by Bud Light, reminding fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. The Jaguars defense, next drive. First play, Jalen Ramsey, 2nd career pick, this one to the house.
Here come the Titans now from their own 25. Jags 31, Titans 17. Matt Castle drops the throw, throws the left side. That ball is intercepted. Jalen Ramsey, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, a pick 6 for Jalen Ramsey, and the Jags are pouring it on the Tennessee Titans.
38-17, the final score. The Jags win it to improve to 3-12 in the season. Tennessee falls to 8-7. They'll wrap up the season next week against the Houston Texans, who are actually playing right now against the Cincinnati Bengals. And if Houston wins that game, the Texans would be the AFC South division champions. And as of right now, that's a night game tonight, 8:25 kickoff. Bengals at the Texans this evening. We'll come back with an Everbank stats check. Plenty more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey as well. 38-17, the Jaguars over the Titans. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame rolls along after a Jaguars win over the Tennessee Titans. 38-17, the final. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Glad you're with us today. This is only the 3rd time this season that we've been able to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game after a win. Now, the previous 2 times, we weren't all together in the same room. Right. Remember, the first win was in London. Fred, you and I were over there. Mm-hmm. You guys were here, Mike. And then in Chicago, you were on the phone line, Fred.
Right.
So it's the first time in a room as a collective unit we'll be able to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game in a win today. I get a vote. You get a vote. Fred, you get a vote and a half. There are plenty of candidates today. Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson, Jalen Ramsey. You could go defensive line if
Marquise
you wanted
Lee.
To. Marquise Lee had a touchdown pass and a catch. Okay, who wants to go first?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I'll go. We're all going the same way here. Come on. I could try to manufacture some drama. I'll go first. I'll go with Blake.
I think you just tried to manufacture
there's
a little
no drama.
Drama.
There's no drama here, right? I mean, 26-38, 325. First time Blake Bortles got over 300 yards passing in victory. Threw a touchdown, caught a touchdown. Quarterback rating over 100. Didn't really flirt with turning the ball over today. Led them with a bunch of his skill position guys out. And quarterback gets my vote, Fred.
I can't argue with you. Well, I can, but I mean,
you choose not to.
I just want to touch on what Ramsey did a little bit.
Go for it.
I mean, the four tackles, four pass breakups, plus the other one that was nullified, I guess, by penalty. Mm-hmm. He had an interception and a touchdown by a defensive guy.
Vote for Ramsey. Put it all
on
JP.
Hey, with all that, with all that being said, I'm going to go with the quarterback. He's a leader, man. He fought through a lot of adversity. He has to carry everything on his shoulder the entire season. And he could have went and laid down. He made a comment early in the week and said he feels that the players are responsible why Gus isn't here. And he went out there and he played. And, I mean, he played great. And, again, I think this is his best performance as a pro. Through all adversity, he persevered, and he got it done in a great performance. So my vote is with Bortles.
Let's make it unanimous then. Blake Bortles today, 26 of 38, 325 yards passing, a touchdown passing, a touchdown receiving, and a 103.5 rating.
Very nice.
The fifth best rating day of his career. Blake Bortles is the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. Now, as you've mentioned, Fred, there are some guys that could get honorable mention. Jalen Ramsey's certainly one of those. Allen Robinson today, I think, stepped up, and he's been through some adversity here the last few weeks. 12 targets, 9 catches for 147 yards.
Yeah, big day for A-Rob, catching everything that went his way. Early in the season, had a few struggles with a few drops here and there, but he made some great catches. One of the adjustment, back shoulder adjustments, one hand that he brought down on our sideline. I mean, he had a solid day, so honorable mention. You know, he's a guy who could have gotten a vote any other game, but today the quarterback was spectacular.
Yeah, well, I thought A-Rob got more separation than we've seen him get today, than he has been typically this year.
Why was that?
He's winning at the line of scrimmage. You know, and I don't know if it's I do want to give him credit, just hadn't seen it a whole lot. That way they've been ending up throwing the ball back shoulder a lot. But I don't know if it's more so A-Rob or the fact that the Titans secondary has just been atrocious.
Yeah. And Jason McCourty was out today, too.
Right, and
that's
McCourty was right.
The best corner, right. So, you know.
Take advantage.
But you have to take advantage. Anybody can be in it. You got to recognize. You see blood in the water. You got to attack. So he had a solid day today.
Marquise Lee, another. 3 for 37. And the touchdown early, and then the touchdown pass a little later. What's better, the catch or the pass?
Yeah, I think for Marquise, just the being able to pass it and get it there. Because I probably would have thrown a duck, or maybe out of bounds, or low.
Oh, you don't have touch?
No,
oh.
I've never thrown a tailback pass.
Really? Ever?
In the history of. Ever.
I mean, you just take it 90 yards to the house. Why would
you
throw it?
That was much easier for me. Yeah. That was a lot easier for me. We tried a few in practice, but I was never called. Yeah, they didn't trust me.
Or they really trusted you running the football.
Just run.
Yeah, keep it simple, Freddie. You just hold on to the pill. But I think the pass is for the receiver, the pass is great. But Blake said it was just he didn't have anything to do. No, you got to catch the ball.
That's right.
Yeah. He could have relaxed and dropped it. So
you got to haul it in, and he did. And the Jaguars got it done today, 38-17. The final player of the game today for the Jaguars Radio Network is Blake Bortles, Jaguars quarterback, with a huge day here in Week 16. The Baptist Health Injury Report is coming up. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues, a 38-17 final. The Jaguars improved to 3-12 with a win over the Tennessee Titans. Snap a 9-game losing skid in the process. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. The injury report is presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. T.J. Yeldon left the game with an ankle injury. Didn't look pretty, and he did not return to the ball game. We'll see moving forward how that does going into Week 17. And then also in the backfield, Chris Ivory on that long run where he appeared to let up, maybe to hold the football. That's not him, though. There had to be something wrong, and apparently it was a hamstring injury. Rick Ballew was reporting on the sideline. They were working on that. So, Fred, that's I'm keeping score here. That's the top two running backs hurt today. That's not good.
Yeah, pretty thin at the position now, very thin. But, you know, obviously they got one more game, thank God. So they just got to find a way to put somebody in there and get it done next week. That's if the hamstring doesn't feel better. Yeldon may be a long shot.
Yeah, we'll see. Week 17 in Indianapolis. That's really the only true major ones for the Jaguars that we saw today. Marcus Mariota, a fractured fibula, I believe, and certainly he's done for this season and beyond, which who knows if the Titans can sneak in there, then Castle would be the quarterback in the playoffs. That's not what they expected.
It sucks. You know, I hate to see especially young guys who got a lot of upside and potential get injured like that. I would want to see what the Titans would do with him there, being he's the guy. But you feel bad for those guys, man. It's part of the game, though.
They just ran into three teams playing really good defense the last few weeks. So even though they were able to get some wins, Mariota, you know, wasn't – he was on a roll for about a six-week period and kind of cooled off for the last few weeks. But obviously you want him in there if you're Tennessee. But I think for them, if Houston were to lose tonight – at least they could fall back on the fact that Matt Castle's won games in this league. Right. You know, he's actually been to the Pro Bowl. He started for Tom Brady in 2008 when Brady went down in the first game and won, 10 or 11 games that year with a great loaded Patriots team. But, you know, he's got a week to prepare, but that's got to be a gut punch. Can you imagine the AFC South title, Tom Savage versus Matt Castle? Just what everybody predicted. I mean, really, if since he wins tonight, that's what you're going to have next week.
Welcome to the AFC South in 2016, guys.
Next man up.
That's how it works.
Be ready.
So there you have it with the injury report. We'll come back and preview next week's game. Week 17, New Year's Day. The Jaguars and the Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're listening on our flagship station in Jacksonville, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. That's also on Jaguars.com and the Jaguars app. And it should be pretty happy today. Jaguars win at 38-17 over the Tennessee Titans. Final moments with Fred Taylor here, and the Jaguars get the Indianapolis Colts next week. Colts are in action right now against the Oakland Raiders. Raiders lead 13-7. The game has 5:50 to go in the second quarter out at the Black Hole, and Oakland has an 11-3 record. The Colts 7-7. They need a win today, and a win over the Jags next week. With a Titans win over the Texans, and the Colts would win the division.
But they need the Texans to lose tonight.
And Texans tonight too. That's right. The one I left out. Yes.
Texans.
Right. All
Texans,
of that.
Texans lose out. Colts win out at this point, and then the Colts get in.
That's an easier way to say it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So either way, the Colts, if they win today, they're going to need the game no matter what. Mm-hmm. The Jags didn't really need this game today. They got it done in a great way. Can they carry it over to next week in week 17 with all that's happened here?
You know, I think they can. I mean, they look great today. I mean, just starting with today, they look great. Playing spoiler, you know, I think if the Texans win, then the Jags will have knocked basically two teams out or help knock two teams out. If not, they can go do it next week. And that'll make the guys feel great. And then you go back to, man, we could have been doing this all year. And then the questions and the interviews and all this other great stuff for the offseason.
I think the one thing, I think Fred's right, though. If that game means something to the Colts, it helps the Jags next week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and because what you hope doesn't happen is you hope they don't feel like, we got that losing streak done. It's snapped. We're not going to hear about an 11-gamer. Going into the offseason, we played great. You don't want to feel like they've accomplished something. And they accomplished something today. Do it again next week, and everybody will feel a little bit better heading into the offseason.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Day, 1 o'clock kickoff at Lucas Oil Stadium to wrap up the season. Fred, well done. Have a great week. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you. Likewise, guys. Same.
Good to see you. Jaguars win at 38-17. It was a great win today, Fred. Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards, Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato, Tyler Devitt and Linda Fortunato, producers for Fred Taylor, Jeff Loggeman, Mike Dempsey. This is J.P. Shadrick saying good night. The final score, Jaguars 38, Titans 17 on the Jaguars Radio Network.